Welcome to the Father State. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Today, I have with me a local Black Student Union representative. I have with me Josh Daniel, president of the Black Student Union at Antelope Valley College in California. Thanks for coming, Josh.
Thank you for having me.
Do you believe human beings are in a fallen state?
I would agree with that.
I would agree with that.
In terms of the environment and the atmosphere of the world that we're living in, there's a lot of crazy things going on right now.
Give me an example of crazy things that are going on now.
I would say in the top three right now, top three craziest things going on right now, I would say racism is a really big thing right now.
Racism
is a big thing right now. I would say California, if we're talking about California, I would say homelessness is a really big issue. I don't know, I'm pretty lost for that third one. It's a lot competing for that third spot.
And is it possible to overcome the fallen state?
That's out of humans' hands, I would say, to leave that one up to God on that one.
And speaking of God, you're a Christian?
Let's define Christian. Are we defining Christian by an individual that follows Christ?
Are you a Christian?
We have to define what it is.
You don't know if you're one or not unless I define
if it's saying that we're, if a Christian is somebody that is trying to live their best life, right, trying to do good and things like that, yes, I'm a Christian, if we're going by those standards. If we're going by the traditional go to church every Sunday, go to Bible study on the Wednesdays type thing, no. I wouldn't consider myself.
So you are a Christian that doesn't go to church or Bible study?
No, I don't. I don't do that. I was raised Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, you were?
I was raised Jehovah's Witness until I was like 15.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that, man.
There's nothing to be sorry about.
That's worse than so-called racism, right? Would you rather be...
I wouldn't say that.
So you're 20. How old are you now?
20. I just turned 20, September 19th.
Really? Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Is it difficult being a Christian in college today for you?
No. If you have a pretty strong moral compass, you good. You know, if your ethics are on point, you know, you can't really be deterred too much, you know.
Do the enemies of Christianity know that you are a Christian on campus?
Who are the enemies of Christianity? Like atheists?
The Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the radical homosexuals, and those who hate God and hate Christians. Do you have to deal with that at all at school?
Nothing extreme. I mean, we have a Pride Advocates Club.
What does that mean, Pride?
That's what they call their club. I mean,
the homosexuals.
It's a gay club on campus.
And what are they proud of?
I guess being homosexual.
And how do you feel about that? Should they be proud of that?
Yeah, nothing to do with me. It got nothing to do with me.
As a Christian, should they be proud of that, or should that be something they should overcome?
I can't necessarily say that's something that they have to overcome. I mean,
as a Christian, you can't say that.
See, that's why I was trying to define what Christian is, because I'm not the traditional Christian that is like a homophobe and things like that. I really
Christians are homophobe.
Yeah.
And why do you say that?
I mean, they wouldn't. Are you Christian?
Yes.
Okay, so like if you had kids in your household and they ended up being they grew up to be homosexuals, I mean, would you like that, or would you not care, or would you tell them like, no, I'm not really cool with that?
I would cancel them out.
Okay, so they would like no longer be.
I would erase them from the map.
So they would no longer
would
be your child.
Throw them out in the wilderness.
Well, then that's not unconditional love, is it?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. I wouldn't accept the fact that they're like that, but I wouldn't resent them for being that way.
Okay.
It wouldn't be personal.
That's my thing. I'm not homophobic at all. I personally, their sexuality has nothing to do with mine.
Is it normal or abnormal lifestyle?
Is it biologically normal? No, because you can't have reproduce with two men or two women.
Right.
But I'd say 2018, it's become normalized.
But in your opinion, is it a normal way of living or abnormal way of living?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's really whatever they choose.
But what do you think?
It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what I think.
No, your opinion is important to you, right?
Yeah, to me, but it doesn't
really
matter.
And so to you, is it abnormal or normal lifestyle?
Right now, currently, I would say that it's, like I said, biologically, no. It doesn't work biologically, but I mean, whatever floats their boat, I can't. I really don't care enough to put my time and energy into what somebody else is doing with another
right,
partner.
Right, and that's good.
It just doesn't affect me.
Normal, abnormal lifestyle?
Oh, okay, you're saying lifestyle.
Yes.
Currently, it is now.
But to you, is it normal or abnormal lifestyle?
Okay, what kind of answer do you want? You want a PC answer?
No, I want your honest answer.
I mean, if you want my honest answer, it's normal, I guess you could say.
So you, Josh Daniels,
it's been. I'll say it's been happening since jump.
Right, but Josh Daniels says that living a lifestyle as a homosexual is a normal lifestyle.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Is being a heterosexual, is that normal or abnormal?
That's normal as well.
Both are normal.
Both of them are normal. Amazing. Now, they're considered normal now, yeah.
I'm sorry?
They're considered normal now.
What is the purpose of the Black Student Union at Antelope Valley College? What is the purpose of that?
It may be a different purpose from when it started, because when I came there, it had already started like 5 years before that.
Okay. You're the president of it now, right?
Yeah, yeah. When I first came there, I was already like into it. But I would say, as a president, my goal or our mission statement is to kind of fix the gaps that are at our school. We are at a PWI, which is a predominantly white institution. Right, the students are not predominantly white. The majority of the students are Hispanic. It's like 65% Hispanic.
Really?
At Antelope Valley College. But the faculty and staff are like all white, right? So I also work at the college, and I work in the theater, and there was an event where they had all the faculty and staff just go over things that they need to know for the coming school year. And it's 400-something staff, 400, 500 staff. And I honestly can say it was about 30 black teachers, and not even teachers, just staff. They might not be teachers. They might be technical analysts. They might be whatever. But we just seen that the numbers of African-American, not even African-American, just minority teachers there are at a very low rate. So what we do is we try to nurture the black student and making sure that he is academically or she's academically successful while they're at an institution that the faculty and staff don't look like them.
Amazing. And how do you nurture them? What do you do exactly?
By letting them know that they have value and they have worth.
They don't know that already before they get there?
A lot of students don't.
Oh. And so do you guys believe that the white teachers would not let them know they have value?
No, we don't think that the white teachers, all the white teachers are like, yo, we hate these black students. It's not, we don't think that, but I have directly heard teachers say things like that, but that's not the majority of white teachers
on
campus.
They have said things like what?
There's been teachers that are very, very open about not liking students of color and
what have they
women
said?
Students.
Give me an example of what they've said.
I don't I don't like black students on the campus.
So you've heard some white teachers say, because I don't like black students.
Yeah, because since I work there, I go to different events and I'm in the inner school more than a traditional student that just goes to class and go home.
Right.
So I've definitely heard in meetings and things like that, well, maybe we shouldn't do this because that's not in our best interest. The teachers are saying that, but it's not about the teacher's best interest. It's about
and they
the students.
Said that in front of you.
Yeah,
and so if it's a negative, why would they say it in front of you?
Why wouldn't they? I mean, I feel that if they feel strong enough about something, they'll say it in front of anybody. You wouldn't denounce Christianity in a room full of atheists.
And so, but these teachers run the risk of getting in trouble if they're saying, I don't like black students at the school in front of a black man that's the president of the Black Student Union
right.
at Antelope Valley College. Couldn't they get in trouble for saying that?
It depends on who else is in the room, because if there are other people that believe that same thing.
Other white people?
It doesn't matter who it is. If it's other people that believe that they don't necessarily need to nurture a black student in their academic success and their academic journey, then they wouldn't get in trouble.
But I don't understand. They were not afraid that you would report them?
Some of them don't really care.
How do you know that?
Because they probably have been. I know, of course, I'm not going to say any names, but there's teachers or faculty and staff that have been there for years, right? Years and years. And they have had complaint after complaint after complaint, but they're still there, right? So that obviously means that whoever they are reporting to and whoever is relaying the message that they are giving to their students,
right,
that they co-sign that behavior.
Amazing.
You see what I'm saying?
And so what other thing you do as a Black Student Union? What is another purpose?
We want to make sure that we are heard, and we're trying to be the voice of the unheard black student on campus. There are a lot of students that just feel that their voices aren't recognized. And
heard in what way? And by whom?
Needs. I would say needs.
What are the needs?
For one, a big need is the type of teachers that we would like to have on campus. There are some teachers that it seems like they're there for like just a paycheck, you know? And they're really not enthused about the subject that they teach.
Right.
So, and I feel like that goes around the board though, with white students, Mexican students, whatever.
Right.
You know, the teacher needs to be as enthused if he would like that to be reciprocated in class.
Do black students need black teachers at a predominantly white university?
Yes.
You do need black teachers. Why?
Yes, you need black teachers, you need Mexican teachers, you need Asian teachers.
Why?
Statistically speaking, students do better when their teachers look like them.
Why?
Because they can relate.
In what way?
For a perfect example, a few semesters ago, I had a African-American history class, and the teacher was a white woman. Right? Is she able to learn African American history? Of course. She has her master's in it. Of course she has the ability to. But I personally do not relate to what she's saying when we're talking about, she may say, oh, the struggle of the black man or the black woman, it's such a struggle, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, how would you know that? How would you know that? You know? So it's hard to relate to a teacher like that.
Really?
Yes.
So if black students need black teachers, why do you go to a predominantly white school with white teachers? Why don't you go to a black school?
Oh, I'm going to a black school. That's where I'm trying to go.
But why do black kids go to a predominantly white school if they know they feel this way about the white teachers? Why not just go to a black school?
Well, it's not that simple. You can't just say, get out. You can't just graduate high school and say, oh, I just want to go here, so I'm going to go there.
But why even apply at a white school knowing you're not going to be happy, your needs are not going to be met, and if you feel your needs are not going to be met, why even apply at a white school?
Well, for Antelope Valley College, since it's a community college, it's much more easier to go to a community college and into a four-year. It's cheaper that way. So it might be for financial issues.
And why did you go there?
First of all, I didn't even want to go to college, if we're being honest.
You did not want to go to college?
Oh, no.
Why did you go?
It started off with my father saying, I'm not raising no grown man. So, you know, and that's totally fine. I understand that.
Right.
He said, the only way you could stay in this house is if you go to college.
Really?
Yeah.
And so you went to college so you could stay at home with your parents?
At the time, yeah, because I finished high school when I was 17.
Oh, I see.
And I didn't have
Why didn't you just get a job at 17?
One job probably is not sufficient enough to keep me afloat
with
the house and
a
car. Yeah, but that's, you know, at the time I wasn't ready.
Oh, I see.
At 17.
Are you ready now?
Yeah, that's where I'm trying to go. I'm trying to go to another college right now.
So why don't you drop out of school and get a job?
Well, that's not, everything changed now. Since I started, it's been different now.
What are you majoring in?
I'm a theater arts major.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't understand why some black kids feel that white teachers can't teach them in the same manner any black teacher teaches them. I don't get that.
Well, it's about relatability again, like I said.
But how you want to like relate like a soul brother?
Not even in that sense. I would just like, I would like, if we're talking about technology, right? I don't want to hear technology from somebody that knows nothing about technology.
But if it's a teacher, no matter what the color, they already know. That's why they're a teacher. So they know about technology, right?
But I'm saying the relatability aspect of it is not there.
So
it's hard to be like cool with your teacher. It's hard to be in terms of...
With a white teacher?
No, not with a white teacher. I'm saying with like the African American history. Like a white teacher teaching that.
Why?
To a group of black students.
So like, give me an example of being cool with the black... So-called Afro-American history.
I have a teacher there that me and him are like super cool. Like we texting each other. You good? What you doing today? Type thing. Like we cool, right? Okay. It's not even because he's black. He's not even an African-American history teacher. He's an English teacher.
Right.
But the fact that he could talk about topics in his personal life or in this academic journey that we are all going through as college students, we can relate to that as black students.
If black students didn't hate white people, would they be able to relate to them then?
They don't. I never said hate. You said hate.
Right.
I didn't say hate.
And that's my
question.
I don't
think black students hate white students. White teachers, excuse me.
Well, then why can't they relate then? Because that's the only thing that would divide them is their anger or resentment of white teachers and white people.
They're not into the same things, or they don't understand this. It's a different narrative, I would say that, from a white teacher and their life or whatever they've done and whatever they have to deal with when it comes to finances or societal issues or whatever.
So if a broke black person goes to a white teacher and say, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Teacher, I'm broke. Can you direct me to the finance department and help me get it? That teacher wouldn't be able to get finance. Would that white teacher relate to that?
That's not relatability, that's direction. All you have to say is it's right here.
So if the white teacher said, okay, soul brother, you African-American sister, come on, let me help your sister, then that's related?
No, that's absolutely not related.
If they said, child, I know how you feel, come on, let me go down here and help you. Is that related?
No,
that's
just...
How do you relate, man?
Relatability has nothing to do with how they're talking or vernacular or anything.
But what's
like
relating,
that.
Though? I don't get the relating thing. I really don't get the relating thing.
The narrative, the whole narrative is different from an African American. Now we're not even talking about teachers and students. Now we're talking about people.
Right.
The narrative and what white people have dealt with and what African Americans have dealt with from colonial times to now, totally different, and that's, you can't dispute that. That's facts.
What have you as a black American dealt with that a white person at your school haven't dealt with? At your age, same thing. What have you dealt with that they haven't dealt with?
Well, just with my club, it's harder to get certain things approved. You know, if we want to have an event, it takes a little longer. It takes a little longer. When we try to get, money out of our account, it takes a little longer than it would other students. And I tried this. I did a survey, and I went and I asked the STEM club. I went and asked the Alpha Iota club. These are clubs that are predominantly white. How long did it take you to get your money out of your account? 3 days? 2 days? Oh, okay, well, they told us a month or two. So I just would, why is that?
Is that hard? It's like that for Republican clubs on campuses as well, Republican white clubs, to get money to sponsor speakers, whereas for white liberal clubs or black liberal clubs, it's not as hard. It's harder for a white Republican club than it is for your club. Is that racism?
No, because you said, well, first of all, we don't even have those types of clubs. We don't have that kind of club.
Right.
A Republican club. They might have that at a four-year USC or something like that. But I definitely wouldn't call that racism.
What would you call that?
I'm sorry, I can't remember what you said.
You said it's hard for the black student union to get money to do function.
Right, and you were saying Republican clubs can't do that as well?
It's hard for them too.
Oh, okay.
The same manner, is that racism?
No, I would say depending on whoever the powers that be that are allowing them to do that, I would say they just may not be Republican.
Right.
They might be Democrat or they might be conservative, whatever.
So how did you become president of this black student union? You're walking down the road one day and they're like, you know what, Josh, you're a man.
No, it started off I started college in fall of 2016. Mm. And they have a club rush, just all the clubs are out there in the quad area. This is like the common area. And they're just trying to recruit. So they see one person, they say, hey, you want to come Black Student Union? One of my good friends, Eric, he's still a good friend. He was the ICC representative at the time. And he called me over. He said, and we just had a conversation at first just about academics and what's your goal, you know, blah, blah, blah. Then he told me about the Black Student Union. I was very interested, and then I became treasurer of the Black Student Union my first semester, and then right after that, I've been president ever since.
Amazing. Are you in support of a white student union on campus?
There are white student unions, just has different names. That's the Alpha Iota Club. Those are those clubs.
That's a frat house or something, right?
Well, that's at our school.
Yeah.
It's not a frat. I don't even know what the club is, but it's definitely an all-white club.
And are you in support of that? Are you happy to see that?
That's fine with me. They can have white clubs.
And nothing wrong with that. They should have it too.
Yeah, if you would like to have a club where the majority of the students are white, whatever your mission is, I don't know, whatever you are trying to do.
And you're happy about that?
I'm not unhappy with it, but if it's not affecting our club, that's all I'm worried about.
Right.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
It's amazing. You also belong to something called another group that called A2MEND.
Yes.
MEND.
Yes.
And it's about black men. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a wonderful, phenomenal program that I'm in, and we just started a club there because it's really a program, but then it, you know, shifted over.
Is it for blacks only? Black men only?
We have Hispanics in the club.
Is it for white men too?
They can, if they want to join, but the goal is African Americans.
Okay.
So
did you invite the Hispanics to come in, or they came and knocked on the door? Hey, we want to come in.
Well, they were like friends of ours. Okay. A few members of ours, we know them, and they were that club. Okay. Well, is it just for black people? Like, no, you can. Okay. If you want to join? Join.
Are you friends with any white men there at school?
Absolutely.
And they didn't ask to join?
No.
Did you invite them to?
No.
Why not?
Because it's not necessarily for them. If they don't bring it up, I'm not going to bring it up.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, same with the Hispanics. I didn't bring it up to the Hispanics.
What's the purpose?
What it is these group of African-American doctors who are all of our mentors in the club, in the program, excuse me. They all came together and they realized that statistically in the California community college system, African-American males are entering community colleges at a low rate, but graduating at an even lower rate. So they wanted to say, well, what is that? How can we fix that and change that, that demographic? So they started, I think there was like 10 of them in the beginning. And they've been
ten of these
African-American doctors. And and they've been going strong for about 11 years now, just trying to make African-Americans males as professional as they can be and teach them how to network. That's what A2 Men stands for. It's A2 African-American Male Education and Network and Development.
Oh, okay.
So that's what it's all about.
And why are so many black guys dropping out or not going to college?
I would say, I'm going to first tackle the dropping out aspect of it. A few people that we know at the college have dropped out for the purpose of they have families that they need to support. And right now, that's not really conducive to the progression of uplifting their families and taking care of
them. When you say family, they have children?
Children, or they might have a mother and father that is elderly. They may need to take care of them.
All right.
So they feel that right now, I can't do school. I may need to work right now. I may need to work at a warehouse. I may need to have two jobs, like you said, to provide for my family.
And these doctors show them how to get around that, or do they encourage them to go and take care of your family?
No, they try to teach us that whatever obstacle comes your way, you gotta push through. You have to push through.
And is there another reason why there are fewer black men going to college?
I would say really environmental, the product of their environment. You know, if they're not taught that, they're not gonna go.
I've noticed that most black men, young and old, are beta males.
Okay.
Have you noticed that? Beta! Being a male,
I wouldn't 100% dispute that.
Right. And why are they beta males?
Again, product of their environment.
Meaning what?
They weren't taught to be alpha. They're not taught to be alpha. Or they might not have alpha men as role models.
Right.
You know, regardless of it being a black male that's alpha male.
Because most of them are born to single women, right? Only mothers only, no fathers are around. In many cases? Yeah.
Well, that's in every group has that.
But I'm talking about the black beta males. Okay. Most of them are born to single mothers, right?
I would dispute that.
You would? Why?
Yeah, because I know a lot of people. I know a lot of couples that are together that
have
children.
Well, there are some, yeah, but most are not, right? 77% of black babies are born out of wedlock to black women who were born in America. So that's a large number. Do you think that affects or causes them to become beta as well?
No, because there are some very strong black women that are able to take their child into a different direction.
Right, but it's the wrong direction.
But I would say this. I would say, statistically speaking, that no matter what race it is, a child would be better when it comes to financial maturity and things like that when they have two parents in the household.
Right.
So I would agree with that. I grew up with two parents in the household.
Right.
So I would definitely.
So then you agree that mostly black guys are beta males because They're born to single mothers?
No, I would not say that.
And why not?
I would say it's has to do with the males that are in their life, that those males, due to issues of maybe unemployment and maybe things of that nature, that caused them to be very, very non-productive and things like that. Those might be the men that are around.
But not the beta mothers who are creating beta sons?
You're generalizing that. I can't generalize or say that about black women.
But you just said it about the black men.
Yeah, because you're saying that black males that are growing up to be beta males are beta males because of their mothers. That's what you're saying?
Right.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would dispute that.
And you said that there are strong black women.
Yes, there's very strong.
What's a strong black woman?
A woman that is independent and doesn't necessarily need a man to financially hold her down.
Really?
Yeah.
And it's those type of women who are screwing up the boys.
I wouldn't say that. How so?
Are black women stronger than black men?
Are you saying in general or in a certain context?
Are black women stronger than black men?
I would say that we are equal. We are equal.
So black men are as equally strong as a black woman?
Yeah.
So they're like women then?
Oh, no. There is strength, which we're talking about, and then now you're saying you're bringing femininity into the equation. I'm not saying that men are feminine. And that's why they relate to black women.
Saying that black women are strong and black men are strong.
Yes.
And they're equal.
Yeah, in terms of strength, yes.
So the black man has the same strength that a black woman has?
Yes, they have the same ability and capability to do things.
Beta!
In terms of raising children.
Beta!
No, I wouldn't say that.
Why would a man be like a woman in strength? That doesn't make sense. If you're not a beta.
Physical strength.
You have the same strength as a black woman has?
I have the same capability and the capacity to do certain things as a black woman. Anything that I could do in a financial situation, anything when it comes to academics, black women can do what I...
And so you're the same in strength as a woman?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I would say yes. So you would say that black women are... not as strong as black men?
It's not that black women are strong, it's just that the men are weak.
No such thing
as a strong black woman. It's just weak men. Would you agree to that?
No, I absolutely would not agree with that. There are black women that are very strong. The characteristics that are in a weak male couldn't be in a black woman?
It isn't a black woman. That's where it came from.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying.
Men who are weak are just like their mothers.
But why are their mothers weak?
Because they were made that way.
Women are made that way?
They're to be weaker than the man.
In general?
Do you think men and women are this equal or the same? Is there a difference between men and women?
There's a huge difference between men and women.
And what's the difference?
There's a huge sexism going on. There's this whole Me Too movement going on. Biologically, they can't do the same things. I mean, of course, there are big differences, but in terms
of... So the difference between men is the women protesting? What's the difference between men and women, or a man and a woman?
I would say the difference is treatment and how they get treated by the dominant society.
So women dominate men?
No, men are superior at this moment right now.
Over women?
Yeah.
And superior in what way?
When it comes to power, when it comes to economic power, it comes to governmental power, things like that.
And why do you believe something like that?
I don't believe it. It's a fact.
But where's the proof of it? Type of fact? Give me a fact.
The proof is the people that make all of these decisions and things. I'm not even going to say most likely because that means that it's an assumption. I would say the people that are making these decisions for our country or making these local decisions or whatever are men.
And you made an example.
Oh, I'm sorry, an example of
men
how?
Who are, you mean, give me a decision that most men are making.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Definitely.
Or have made.
When it comes to incarceration rates and things like that, definitely. I would say older and middle-aged white men are making the most decisions for our country right now.
To incarcerate men?
Well, I'm just saying that's one example. Right. That's one example.
So if women were making those decisions, would those men be still going to jail or not?
I don't see why they wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course.
But give me a good one. That's not a good one.
That's not a good one?
What's the difference between men and women? Other than body parts.
Well, like I said, it's been a huge wage gap ever since there's been employment in this country.
There's not a wage gap between men and women.
There's not?
No.
So men
matter
get
of fact,
paid the same?
Because of this whole affirmative action and victimhood mentality, women are making more money than men, and they shouldn't because the men have been there longer.
Oh, okay.
And women take off more.
So when they do the same job, they shouldn't?
Not if they have not done the same time.
Time.
So let's say that you work at a job for 30 years,
right,
making $100 an hour, right?
Okay.
And some woman comes in, brand new to the job, should she automatically get $100 an hour?
Is she qualified? That's what it would come down to.
So she should get $100 an hour starting out on the job.
Now,
the
course
money
she
that you have been there 30 years to get, work your way up.
Did I start off with $100 an hour?
No, you're making that now due to time put in.
Okay.
And, you know, you're good at what you do. You put in the time, and now you earn this money.
Right.
Some woman comes in brand new. Should she start out with $100 an hour?
If there's a standard rate, then absolutely not. Nobody should be able to do that.
So then it's not unfair there that they start at the bottom, right? Women should women start at the bottom?
Anybody coming into a work environment should start at the bottom.
How about women?
No, I don't think women or men should necessarily start at the bottom based off of their gender. They should start based off of experience.
How about women?
Women starting at the bottom? If they're coming into this workforce brand new, they should start at the base rate.
And at the bottom?
You can say it's the bottom.
Do you say that it's the bottom?
I wouldn't say, because I feel like bottom has a negative connotation to it. So I would say...
Bottom is a good place to start.
Is it?
It's the best place to start.
Okay.
You don't agree with that?
I mean, I'm just saying, when you say bottom, if somebody says, you hear these rappers say, I started from the bottom, right? Is that necessarily a good place? Because we all know what he's talking about. He's talking about the hood. I started from the bottom.
No, I mean, he started at the bottom. You don't know what the bottom is?
I know what the bottom is.
What's your degree in?
Theater arts. I don't have it yet. Of course, I'm still in college.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So you don't know what it means to start at the bottom?
I know what it is. It sounds like you are interpreting it different than what I
am. Is that a bad thing, to start at the bottom?
No and yes. Yeah, I would say yes or no. Because if you're starting at the bottom based off of your gender, no, that's not
so
fair.
If you're a woman start at the bottom, you're a female start at the bottom, that's a bad thing?
Because you're a woman? Yes.
No, you are a woman, not because you're a woman. A woman comes in,
okay,
she has to start at the bottom. Is that a bad thing?
No. If, like I said, just if a man can do that too, if a man starts at a company and he starts at the bottom, then that's... Should a man start at the bottom?
But what, I don't understand that. Let's say that a man comes in,
right,
and a woman comes in.
Okay.
The woman started at the bottom, but the man started right above her.
Why?
Because he may be smarter or harder or whatever. Would that be unfair?
Yes.
Why?
Because if let's say they both went to school for something and it's time to get the job, and they both go out to get the job, they both have master's degrees in education or whatever. So they go to a college and they apply for a college and they apply for the same job.
Right.
And then the man gets paid more. I just don't see the
But
the
doesn't
logic.
The company have a right to decide that for itself?
No, that means that they're discriminating
against
gender and race.
Maybe they found a reason to pay this man a little bit more and pay this woman at the bottom for a reason, something that they found out or discovered about them during the interview. Would that be wrong?
Yes.
That would be wrong.
Because that's discrimination. You wouldn't think that that's discrimination. If you were trying to work somewhere and you have the degree, you have the qualifications, right?
Uh-huh.
And then they say, well, we're going to pay her more because what? You guys say have the same qualifications. You guys both have a master's or whatever the degree is.
And so it's wrong to discriminate?
Yes.
It's wrong to discriminate?
Yes.
You don't discriminate?
No, I don't discriminate.
You never discriminate.
Why would I discriminate?
You don't ever discriminate.
Now, see, look, you tried to get Tariq Nasheed on this one. I remember. I watched that one. I watched that one. And you tried to get him on that discrimination thing.
Right.
Discrimination is, I would say my definition of this, well, not even my definition, what discrimination is, I wouldn't necessarily do that.
You don't ever discriminate?
I try my absolute hardest not to.
Do you discriminate?
No.
Okay. Do you date white girls?
No.
You don't date white girls.
I don't date white women. Not because.
Is that discrimination?
Can I explain? No, it's not discrimination.
Why not?
Because she's white. It's not because she's white.
Why is it?
I don't date her. I don't date outside of my race at all because, in order, what I want for African Americans in this country and in all countries is for there to be. Equal rights and a system for us to a system of empowerment and advancement, right? In order to build a system that is catered to the historically disenfranchised, which would be us.
Not me.
You're not black?
I'm not disenfranchised.
Yeah, okay. But you can you agree that African Americans have been and are disenfranchised?
I would disagree to that too.
Okay. Well, let me finish my point. when it comes to creating a system of improvement for African Americans, I do not see how a brother could get with somebody outside of their race and then create that system of improvement.
So because you want to make this system better for the blacks, you only date black women, right?
Yes.
So that's discrimination.
I wouldn't say it's not discrimination because
it's
not based off of race. It's not based because,
it's a white woman. You're not trying to make this white woman's life better.
No, well, they seem to be pretty up there.
So you're discriminating.
I'm not discriminating.
Would you date a poor white woman that needs you to make her life better? Would you date her?
I wouldn't date anybody that needs me to make them, to get them out of no. a financial hiccup.
Would you date a poor white woman? Or a white woman that just, whatever reason.
She could be rich or poor, I wouldn't do it.
Really, how about Hispanic?
No.
You wouldn't date, okay.
No one do Hispanic either.
Is it racist to marry or date or marry outside your race?
It's not racist.
It's not racist?
I personally don't do that, but I'm not mad at any other brother that gets with a white woman. As long as you get with her and you don't down black women. Like, oh, I get with white women because black women are blah, blah, blah. That's my issue.
Do
I don't
you
like
agree
women.
That many, most black women are blah, blah, blah?
I totally would dispute you on that.
Are you?
Yeah.
What is the state of black men? I got to move a little
faster. What is blah, blah, blah?
I don't know. You said it.
Okay. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
What did you mean by blah, blah, blah?
I totally forgot what I even said it in the context in, but said, I didn't mean it in that your context.
But I only repeated what you said.
Okay, well, you said, can you admit, okay, that's what you were saying. You were saying, can you admit that black women are blah, blah, blah.
Right.
No, I was saying, blah, blah, blah is BS. That's blah, blah, blah is a bad thing,
I
guess you could say. So
okay.
I would dispute that, you saying that African-American women are blah,
what
blah,
are the
blah.
State of black men in America today?
It's very dangerous. It's very dangerous in terms of, that's why we have that amend program, because it's dangerous for us out here.
In terms of what?
When it comes to police involvement and police interactions and things like that.
In terms of what?
Police interactions. And
they don't know how to act with cops?
Let's switch that. Yeah, let's say the police don't know how to act with African Americans.
What should a cop, a white cop, do if he stops a black man or woman and she gives him lip service rather than following the instructions, doing what the cop said? How should a cop do when they start acting out? What should the A white or black, but what should a white cop do?
The first thing they should do is not shoot them.
What should they do?
Because what's happening, though.
They don't know if their lives is on the line or not. If the person is acting out, the cop has to protect himself.
So if
is
I...
Is that right or not?
No, that's not. So why would you think that your life is in jeopardy because I'm yelling at you?
Because you don't know. This person is angry. You don't know what they're going to do. You don't know if they have a gun or not.
Okay, that's fair.
You got to protect yourself. Is that right?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Okay. If somebody is being irate, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
But I don't think that the answer should be death.
It wouldn't be if they don't overreact. If the blacks don't overreact.
Okay.
You agree?
No, I do not agree with that.
So the cop would just shoot them anyway?
Yeah, there's video proof of that.
So the cops, are you referring to white cops or all cops? Blacks and whites and Hispanics and others?
I would say the majority of cops that are shooting African Americans are white.
And are they doing this just because they have nothing else to do?
That's a question I ask them. I won't.
Do you believe that?
I feel like that is a form of white supremacy to try to eliminate African American males. Because it's happening to African American women as well.
That's so amazing, man. The average black man isn't worth a dime anyway. They have nothing to offer. They have no strength. They don't have any money or anything. What is it? Why would they want to kill the black man? He's not a competition with them at all. So why would white men want to kill them?
That's crazy you said that. So you said they're not worth 10 cents.
A dime. So why would the white men want to take them out?
Are you worth a dime?
I am, because I'm not into the black thing.
So you're not... What would you consider yourself?
An American who happened to be black, loving what's right and doing what's right.
Okay. But you said having to be black. So you are acknowledging that you are black.
As the ace of space, but okay. I'm not into it.
Okay.
It's not my first agenda.
Okay.
My first agenda is doing what's right and loving what's right and treating all people the same.
Right.
And so why would white men or white cops need to take blacks out? They have nothing to offer. They're no competition.
They're no competition?
What is the competition between black men and white men?
Well, if we just look at what history is telling us, there's nothing that I'm telling you. This is history, and there's a facts that African Americans contribute a lot to the society.
Tell me what competition, where's the competition between black men and white men, white cops and black men, that would cause white people to want to take them out? What is it that black men have to offer that will make white people want to kill them?
It's not necessarily what they have to offer. It's these positions of power. If I could take you off of your pedestal, right, so you don't even have the opportunity to climb the economical ladder, whatever you want to say, right, or the power ladder, right? If you can't climb that, then my job is done. I don't want African Americans in power.
But there's nothing about black men to indicate that they can do that. They don't have anything going on to say this man can climb this ladder and take something from me.
They don't.
I'm
a prime example because I'm in college. I'm an African American male that's in college.
But no one's trying to take you out either.
How do you know that? I just told you that the Black Student Union, we're not getting the same treatment as other clubs.
Yeah, but you mentioned money. Everybody get mad when they can't get money.
Okay, it's not about money. It's also events. We're trying to throw events. Okay,
but that has nothing to do with your race. I got to ask you this really fast, all right? I noticed that most black men are angry.
Okay.
Have you noticed that?
No.
You haven't noticed that most black men have anger?
I noticed that they're passionate.
And is that anger?
No.
What is passionate? Just find passionate.
I would say that you are very passionate about being American. Or whatever that you stand for, you would consider yourself passionate. I would say that the African Americans, males, or whoever it is that you see speaking out on CNN or whatever, that they're passionate about their race and they're passionate about the liberation of African Americans and the empowerment and the advancements of African Americans.
Define passionate. I'm not a passionate person. Define that for me.
So if they find a deep love for something, they will do any and everything to exercise that love.
Right, man.
Yeah.
Do real men complain about other people?
Complaining? I see where you're referring to, but is it complaining or is it just stating a fact?
do real men complain about other people and the situations they have to deal with? Do real men complain about that, those things?
I would say they acknowledge it.
Do they complain about it?
They acknowledge it.
Now, how about complaining?
Okay. Complaining also has a negative connotation. So if I'm complaining, I'll be complaining like, oh, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. There are people that are complaining today.
Give me a yes or no. Do real men complain about situations in life?
No.
Do real men complain about so-called racism?
They acknowledge racism.
Do real men complain about so-called racism?
Yes.
Real men
yes,
do.
Because, you know why? Because they can't fix it.
A real man can't fix it?
They can't fix racism.
Why not?
African-American men can't fix racism because they didn't create racism.
Is it because they're not real men?
No, it's because they didn't create it.
But if racism
whoever created it.
You know, I don't believe racism exists, right? It doesn't exist.
What?
But if racism exists, why did black men do better?
Why do you not think that racism exists? Because you had said that to Tariq, and you said that there's no such thing as white supremacy as well.
Right.
So I want to talk about that. Why do you not think that there's racism? Because
because I can see that our battle is a spiritual battle. It's a warfare between good and evil, right and wrong.
Interesting.
It has nothing to do with color.
Interesting.
It has nothing to do with being a physical person.
Interesting.
But it's the spirit that made a home in you.
Do you
agree with that? And I grew up under the Jim Crow laws.
Okay.
On a plantation.
Okay.
Black men didn't bitch and complain and cry racism like little girls back then. They overcame situations.
Right.
Because they understood it was spiritual.
How would they overcome Jim Crow?
They did.
How?
By changing the law.
Black people changed the law?
Yeah. You know, okay. Martin Luther King was black.
He changed it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't for Martin Luther King. It would have been changed, not back at that time.
Okay.
Do you agree or disagree?
Well, Martin Luther King was very passive.
Do you agree or disagree with that? Dr. King was passive?
Yes.
He was weak?
Very much so. Not weak. I said passive.
Passive is weak for a man.
I wouldn't say that.
Passive is strength?
Passive is not strength. Strength, but being passive is allowing your oppressor to do what they would like to do to you.
Your oppressor?
Yes.
And what did they do to Martin Luther King that he should not have allowed?
What they did to him?
Uh-huh.
He's dead.
What did they do to him
about?
That he should not have allowed?
That he
while
have
being
allowed,
alive, yes.
Being treated disrespectfully, getting thrown in jail over 30 times.
Oh, so you don't support Dr. King?
I didn't say I don't support Dr.
Do
King.
Do you support him?
I do support Dr. King, but all I'm saying is there's different ways that he could have went about it. I'm more of the Malcolm X way, or the Marcus Garvey, Stokely Carmichael, Huey P. Newton way.
So Malcolm X went to Mecca.
Right.
And he had sat on the ministry, Muhammad, what's that minister name?
Louis Farrakhan.
Yeah, all those people.
Right.
And he realized that he had been lied to by those people, that it wasn't about racism, it's not about race, it's about character.
Right.
He came back and he corrected them.
Right.
And he was taken out for them.
Right.
And it was said that Louis Farrakhan and others took him out, mm-hmm. because he had a change of heart, believing that it's not about the color, it's about the character. There are good white people and bad white people, good black people and bad black people.
Right.
You like that about Malcolm X?
Malcolm X.
And that's the quality you like about him?
Let me explain. Malcolm X has been through stages. Malcolm X started as Malcolm Little, which was the Malcolm X that was selling.
Yeah, I wrote about him in my book, The Antidote. And scantily, but
then he was Malcolm X, and then he was Malik. What was it? El Hash Shabazz,
yeah,
or
something like that.
I'm sorry,
yeah.
Not to butcher his name or anything, but the Malcolm X is who I agree with.
The radical one.
Was he radical?
And that's the one you're talking about, though.
Yeah, Malcolm X.
Okay.
Yeah, not the Mecca Malcolm X.
Amazing. So real fast.
Amazing.
What is a man?
What is a man? A man is somebody that takes accountability for himself and is responsible and knows how to manage his emotions.
What is love?
I'm trying to define that right now, man. I'm only 20, man. Come on.
Okay.
Come on, man.
All right. So you have something for me.
I do. Okay. I do. I have a calendar right here, right?
All right.
So this is for 2019.
All right.
A good friend of mine, Jamal Brown, he works at Antelope Valley College. He makes these calendars, and he also has a Hispanic calendar like this.
And you have a white one?
No, he does not. I don't know if he plans on it, though.
You know that Mexicans hate black people, right?
They do not.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, you talking, because we up in L.A. right now. So, yeah, the L.A. Mexicans do not like African Americans.
The Antelope Valley Mexicans like blacks.
Oh yeah, we decent.
But cool. They don't really like
you. You just said Mexicans don't like black people.
Not all, but
okay,
most.
You gotta specify
but
that.
But you do know that most Mexicans don't like black
it's
people.
It's definitely not most Mexicans, because a lot of Mexicans or people of Hispanic heritage are black. You go to...
They still don't like black people. But anyway, never, finish this real
fast. Okay. That's another conversation. What this calendar is a calendar of... African-American people that are innovators and creators or whatever. And this is the brother right here. But what it is you will go to your calendar. This is January 2019.
Uh-huh.
For each day, it's something that an African-American has done or what they have contributed to society.
Okay.
So, you know, you might hear, this happened with this African-American, blah, blah, blah. I want to definitely let you hold on to that because...
Thank you.
It seems like you don't... Not too well versed in African American history.
Amazing. The last question, two last questions. What's most important to black people, morality or the physical accomplishments?
I would say morality.
Morality, so why the focus is not on that?
It is on that.
Black people don't discuss morality at all.
I would say African Americans in the conscious community, such as myself, we do.
So you talk about being immoral and stuff like that?
We talk about how to do the right thing for us.
Oh, just for you? Blacks?
The end goal is for all of us, blacks, white, Mexican, all that, to be right here. To be right here, right?
Right.
But it's not like that right now.
Because of blacks.
So African Americans are the reason for this country in the way that it is.
Yes. Well, you are the reason, but white folks have blame too because they didn't correct you.
Okay, so that sounds like some daddy son stuff.
Right.
Yes.
Because black people are not, for the most part, they don't self correct.
You.
Most blacks.
No, you don't, because you're black.
They don't self correct.
You're black, though.
And so they need white people to correct
them. They do not need white people to do that. What? That's crazy.
Do you love white people?
I love all people, man. I love white people. I don't like white supremacy.
So do you love white people?
Yes, I love white people.
Do you love, there's no such thing as white supremacy?
There is.
But do you love white supremacists?
Absolutely not.
Do you love no one?
Do I love no one?
If you don't love all people, you love no one.
Okay, so you don't like gay people.
I love gay people.
You just said.
I just don't agree with the lifestyle. I show them how to overcome.
Okay.
But I don't hate them.
Okay. Well, it's not something to overcome. It's not like a sickness or anything.
You can't overcome that?
Can you overcome heterosexuality? Yeah, so
that's not the same. That's
their sexual preference, though.
So you don't believe, as a Christian, you don't believe that they can overcome homosexuality?
That's what they want to do.
Do you believe they can overcome it?
No, because that's a sexual preference. It's not like
it's a preference.
Illness.
Can they change the preference if they
want
to?
Yeah, they can change the preference. You can say right now that you're gay.
So then they can overcome it, right?
But you're saying overcoming in terms of something's wrong with them.
No, I'm asking you, do you believe that they can overcome it if they change their sexual preference? Because it is about sex. It's not about family. It's not about love. It's not about civil rights. I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree. Amazing.
Oh, amazing. That's amazing.
That's right.
Wow.
I agree with you that they can change their sexual preference and change from it, right?
Yes, there are. I'll say that as growing up as Jehovah's Witness, we've heard stories like that. We have,
right.
But
that's right.
But does that make it right that they? Does that make it right though?
That they change?
Yeah.
Yes.
How so?
They have a better chance for a great life.
Oh, so
because
heterosexuals
when they change, they return back to God. I gotta ask you this.
Go ahead.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, sure. Sure. We have two different definitions of fun.
Oh, we do.
This is a hell of an experience. I'll say that.
It is. In what way? In what way?
You're an interesting character, man.
In what way?
You're a very interesting character. In many, multiple ways.
One quick thing. Do you disagree with me on anything?
Everything you said, I disagree with.
Like, give me one. Let me put it this way. Was I wrong on anything I said?
Yeah.
Give me one.
There's no racism?
Right, it doesn't exist.
Right, that's what you said. I totally dispute that argument. But that's why I came on the show.
Yeah.
I wanted to clarify, because when you got, people that say the rhetoric that you say, then a lot of people will believe that if they don't know the truth.
No, I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Josh, so, thanks for coming.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Will you come back again?
Depends.
On what?
I got to bring some people, man.
All right.
Need some backup.
You got to bring some backup. Bring some backup. Bring the army.
I got to.
Man. Why you need backup?
I need backup, man, because you be saying some crazy stuff, man. Man, you are an army in yourself. Like, just you yourself. You are 10,000 white supremacists inside of you. So I got to bring some brothers that are down with the conscious community.
Some black supremacists?
No, I'm not black supremacists. Not black supremacists.
Thank
some
you, man.
Black Panthers.
Oh, your father was a Black Panther.
No,
right?
My uncle was a Black Panther.
Oh, your uncle here in L.A.?
Yeah, he started one of the founding members of the L.A. chapter.
Really? Yeah. Where is he now?
He lives down there with me.
Really?
Yeah. He lives in Little Rock.
Is he a good example for you?
Excellent example.
Wow. That's
how to amazing. How to stand up for your people. The way you stand up for whoever you are with, your American side and whatever, I stand up. He teaches me how to stand up for.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
You sorry to hear that?
Yeah. But we'll talk about that next time you come.
Okay.
Thank you for tuning in, folks. Don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, comment. We have merch on the Father's Day. Every dime we get goes back into making it happen. I really appreciate hearing from you. So thank you again for tuning in.
Amazing. Amazing.
That is amazing.
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 Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. That's amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. That is amazing.
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 Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. Thanks for watching The Fallen State. We need your continued support. Donate to my nonprofit here. Subscribe and like the videos here. And tell everybody and their mama about the show.